Good evening, Moira Veraboisai. This Fas Emes, the old guy, but this Fas Emes says something very interesting. He says that historically, the last of the Yomim Tovim was Chanukah. Now it's true that in the Luach, in the calendar, the Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Chanukah comes before Purim. But historically, it was the Nes of Chanukah was many years before. The Nes of Chanukah was many years after. And that's right, Nes Chanukah was in the second base of Mikdash. It was much later. So the Tzfas Emes has a very interesting point. He says that it's a beautiful Tzfas Emes, although it's so interesting. The Tzfas Emes says that from the fact that it's the last of the Yomim Tovim put in the Luach, so the Tzfas Emes derives from that. He says by default, what that means is that it's enough for us, it's enough for the rest, for the remains of the Golos. For the rest of the future years of the Golos, it by default it must mean that it's sufficient, that this is sufficient for us, that we don't need any more Yom Tovim. The Chachomim and the Balei Mishnah and Balei Gemara and all the future, there's no need to add anything to our Luach. There's no need to add anything to our calendar. There's no need to add anything to our Luach, because otherwise, from the fact that it's the last one, that you see that it's all in there. It's all in there. That means that we need to... Says this Tzfas Emes, from here we learn that there must be that we can get enough chizik from Chanukah for all the future, because it's all the other Chachomim would have seen the need to add another Yom Tov. They would have seen a need to add something. But from the fact that there's nothing added throughout all the years, and it's the last one, must be it's all in there. Isn't that? I think it's a very deep vault. What do you think about that, Rabbi Yisai? I think it's very very powerful. There must be that in Chanukah we can derive. We can get so much chizik from Chanukah about the understanding of Ashkochos Yisborach. Right, okay. We're up to Siman Tofresh Nun Zayin, and we're learning a lot about chinuch. Chinuch. From what age does a child need to buy a dalet minim for your children? I had this year a very interesting experience. Every year when we sell a soygim, it's always a very interesting experience. It's fascinating. This year I had a very interesting experience, whereas one person came up to me, a choshva person came, and he said he wants to buy a set for his children. I said, fine, okay, if you want to buy it for your children, you want to have. And he said, yeah, I want one for, I want one for an 8-year-old, I want one for whatever, I want one for my 3-year-old. I said, for your 3-year-old? I said, why on earth do you want to buy a set for your 3-year-old? I mean, you know, ask him my opinion, but if you were to ask my opinion, why? He said, no. So he said the following. He said, I don't care what he's going to do with it. I know he can't shake talent minim with it. I know he can't. He's 3 years old. But I don't mind, even if he uses it as a broomstick, I don't care. I just want him to be familiar with the dalet minim. I want him to know that lulav is a lulav, and an esrik is a lulav, and esrik is an esrik, and I want him to be haimish with it. I want him to feel comfortable with it. And therefore, I'd like to buy one. What can you sell? So I'd like to investigate tonight during the shave. That's the correct, according to Mishnah Berurah, and Bialoch, is that the right, correct approach, or is that maybe not the correct approach? What do you think? Why is that? Right. Okay. So there it says obligayev liknois lelulav. So we're talking about obligations. Okay. Another question that maybe we could check out as well is: do you need to what level? What kind of? If you're buying your son a dalet minim, say it's chayev bechinuch already. You've got a 10-year-old child, 8-year-old child who is chayev bechinuch already. Do you need to what kind of level of esrog do you need to buy him? Does he need to be kosher or? Safek kosher is fine as well. Does he need to be kosher lebracha? Does he need to be mehuda? Do you need to buy a 120-pound esrog for your son who's 10 years old? What level of kashrus do you need to buy for your son? And hopefully we'll be able to reach Siman Tov Rishon Ches, which is going to be talking about the general halach of Yom Tov Rishon on Sukkos. But let us start with Siman Tov Rishon Zayin. Tov Rishon Zayin, Seif Aleph, which is the first and only Seif. Cotton hayoidea lena'anea. A child who is able to do the na'anu'im, a child who can shake the lulav, kedinoi, properly, aviv, his father, chayav liknois lulav. His father needs to acquire, needs to purchase, needs to buy a lulav for him. Kedei in order, lechanchoi, to mechanach him, to educate him, b'mitzvahs with the mitzvahs. So we're learning over here now, that not only a child that is older, of past bar mitzvah stage needs to fulfill the mitzvah. But no, even a younger child who is pre-bar mitzvah, he's a cotton, he's a minor, you need to buy dalet minim for him. What's the age? What age do you need to buy? That if he should be able to menanea, should be able to do na'anuim. What kind of age is that? Good, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. It's a very important question. We'll get to that. It's a key question to this sieve, and we'll get to that shortly. How old? What kind of age are we talking about?
Six, seven.
Says the Mishnah Bosef Kotn Aleph. Kotn Yodea. Ha. Im Eino Yodea. So we derive from here, if he does know how to shake, Avshu Kvashis, even if he may be 6 years old already, but if he's unable to shake properly, Enichav Lechanchiv, because a 6-year-old son, who may be six and he may be very clever, but he just doesn't know exactly how to shake, he doesn't know how to do it, he always gets it wrong, he can't really shake it properly, you don't have to buy him an esek and a lulav. Why? The chinuch ain't shavu b'chol mitzvahs. The chinuch is not right across all the mitzvahs. You may have a child who is chayef for one mitzvah, but he's still part of another mitzvah. It's not generic. It's very individual. Everybody's got his bespoke level of chinuch. So a very individual. A boy who doesn't know how to shake the lulav, He may need to blow the shofar. He needs to hear the shofar, maybe. He may need to listen to the Megillah. But if he doesn't have to shackle the lulav, he's not obligated to do so. Prima gold mishpat itself. Eshel avom tzid lehepach v'kuri yankev iskim naokal tzid. It's a machloek is achonim about that, but that's on Mishnah Berurah Paskens. Says the Mishnah Berurah cotton base, lenanea lulav kedino, to shake properly. Hainu moilich umei vimaile umoirit. Mishnah Berurah says that when we're talking about shaking lulav, we're talking about moilich umei, bringing into the various directions, maile umoirit, going up and down. Now this Mishnah Berurah is actually a very important Mishnah Berurah, which I didn't see that the poskim go to town about this, but I think it's an important point. Chatzin pointed out a little bit. Do you know there's many halachas about nanuim? We didn't really learn it so much yet. But there's many halachas about nanuim, how exactly to do it. There's various elements to it. One is the bringing and the forwards and backwards. There's the actual shaking, and there's the shaking whilst you're bringing. There's various, actually a big machloek is what exactly are the nanuim. And we're trying to fulfill numerous opinions. But it's actually a whole discussion how to exactly fulfill the shockling of the dalet minim. So what the Mishnah Berurah says over here, don't worry about the details. As far as the child is concerned, he's obligated, and he needs to shock a lulav. He doesn't need to know the details, but if he just knows the basics, i.e. bringing back and forth into all the directions, up and down, then it is chayv bechinuch. He doesn't need to know the nitty-gritty, the absolute details. That he doesn't need to know. That you don't have to go that far. It's an important Mishnah Berurah, in fact. Sif Cotton, yeah. Now, there's a question over here. It's a long question, but I think it's an important question. How is a person fulfilling the mitzvah? On a basic level, when is a person fulfilling the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav? What does he need to do? Hold them together. Do you need to do anything about it? No. You're 100% right. The Gemara says in Sukkah Mem Aleph, Mede'ak Bey, Nafekle. From the second a person has grabbed, is holding the Dalet Minim, he's fulfilled the mitzvah. Yes, it's true. We do not know him. Yes, it's true. We do not know him during Halal. It's all true. But really, for the basic fulfillment of the mitzvah, as you're saying very correctly, from the fact you're holding it, you're fulfilling it. So let me ask a question. So what do you expect from that child? What do you expect from a child? And his 8-year-old, or 6-year-old, or 7-year-old child, and we're trying to educate him for the mitzvah. So why do you expect him to? We're saying, if he knows how to do the shaking properly, then he's obligated in chinuch. Why? I mean, you don't need to shake if you want to. You don't need to shake to fulfill the mitzvah. By holding, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. So it would make much more sense to say that from the time he can hold the dalet minim, that's when he's obligated. Why do you have to say that from the time he can shake, that's when he's obligated in dalet minim? Does the question make sense? It's a brilliant question. It's a brilliant question. Very long this question. That
isn't it more to the point. More so that the child anyway has to be at a level to show respect to. You can just give him an S. Playing around.
Has no meaning to him.
Yeah, shake it away, but the fact is, you've got to be in a level. He understands that there's
a level of das.
A level of das. Right. Okay. Okay. Very interesting.
Talking about shaking it is probably just a simple, straightforward litmus test of that
life. Right. Very interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Is this to come into Mitzvah's two physical elements?
No. No.
But didn't have any specific commandment to be yotze, would not be yotze.
What you're raising is a fascinating discussion, and it goes into two different areas of halacha. But why are you saying it now? I don't want to get into that because it's a very important discussion, but I don't want to get into that. What, is there any reason why you bring it over here? Why is it? Ask the cotton's das, or what is it?
Because if the cotton would be yotze by holding it, but he's not actually, as far as he's concerned, being mekayem anything, then you're not doing anything, you're not being mechanech him at all. Even though he's technically yotze.
Right.
So he's not, right. He doesn't know he's yotze.
Okay, so you're saying that according to the opinions of Mitzvah Tzichus Kavanah, there will be no chinuch in it. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Yeah, that's a valid point. That's a valid point. Happens to be that even in Mitzvah Tzichus Kavanah, if you're doing an action, even if Mitzvah Tzichus Kavanah, the poskim agree in Mishnah Berurah that if you're doing an action, it's your yotze anyway. So, halacha lemaisa. If there's an action involved. But, right. So what you're saying actually, it's fascinating svara that you're saying. Actually, Bikur Yaakov Ochlanes is Mamashul svara. He says, with a slight nuance, slight difference, he said that you can't say that a child should be obligated when he knows how to hold Dalet Minim. It's true that Nanuim Anom Akev, it's true. But it's going to be, if he doesn't, he's not going to treat it respectfully. That's really the words that you're saying. That's what Bikur Yaakov says. Also, Nemezach, when he's going to be an adult, he also won't do it properly. If you're not trying to train him into the perfect level of fulfillment of the mitzvah, if you're not training him to do the mitzvah properly, in a highest level of fulfillment, if you're not training him to do that, he's never going to do it. But do you agree to that? That's what we are saying, that don't even bother giving him Dalet Minim unless he knows how to do it properly. It's true he could fulfill the mitzvah by just holding it, but we don't, because if you're training him when he's 6 years old, you know what, when he's going to be 30 years old, he's still not going to do the mitzvah properly. So only give him the Dalet Minim. So says Bikur Yaakov, only give him that, I mean, when he knows how to do it properly, because then he's going to carry on building on that for the rest of his life. But if you're giving the Dalet Minim ready when he's a child, when he's unable to do it properly, he's going to be spoiled for the rest. What do you think about that? Yeah.
Goes against a bit what you said before. You don't have to tell him all the details.
Yeah, all the details not. But Nanuim, yes, nitty gritty. You are quite right. We will have to define that. You're right. So the answer is not the nitty-gritty of the Na'anuim, but Na'anuim itself are essentially enough that you still need to do that, that we still expect the child to do it. But you're right, the nitty-gritty not. The nitty-gritty of the Na'anuim. Yes?
On the side that it's improper to give a set to a three-year-old.
Yeah. Right, good question. Before I go to that, let's go back to the Shalabi asked initially. So what do you think? Having understood that we don't want to give, that chinuch only starts when the child knows how to shokel with an anuim. What do you think is this person who came up to me and wanted a Dalet Minim for his three-year-old child? What do you think? He was doing the right thing according to the Mishnah Berurah or the wrong thing according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the poskim? Possible, but very unlikely. But possible. Although every father thinks that his child is, you know, is that that's going to be Rabbi Kveiger. A three-year-old? Yeah, it's... Yeah, so I really think that this is exactly what the Bikur Yaakov means by Osir LeMizrach, that if you give a child too early the Dalet Minim, they lose its... It's really true that if you give Dalet Minim too early, they're going to end up using it for a broomstick, and they're going to end up using it for a game, and they won't understand the chshivas, the beauty, and the importance of the mitzvahs. And it's not a chumrah. No, in my opinion, it's a kula. Don't give it to them too early. It should be a reward. It should be a price. It should be something which is understood to be something very, very special, something very unique. And if you give it too early, it loses all its value. You're not giving them anything. It becomes too, as we say in Yiddish, too billig, too cheap for them. And it's not right. It's mamash osel mesach. This is my opinion based on the Bikur Yankim and other poskim as well. What do you think about that? Yeah. Right. So based on going back to your question, am I allowed to sell it? I think one is allowed to. If you say, once you've said your opinion, I think one is allowed to. So what I personally did, it could be you may argue with me, you may disagree with me. What I did is I told people literally. I said, you didn't ask my opinion, but if you were to ask my opinion. And you know what I generally did is I asked people, when is the first time you got a Dalet Minim? How old were you when you got Dalet Minim? They often say, well, I was Bar Mitzvah. Sometimes they say when I was 15. Some of them, from one son of Rosh Hashiva, I'm not going to say who it is, a son of Rosh Hashiva, a world famous, a very nationally famous Rosh Hashiva, told me he only got his Esek, his first set of Dalet Minim when he went to Yeshiva Gdoyle. So he was about 17 years old. His Rosh Hashiva's father didn't want him to get Dalet Minim before that. Because it didn't feel that it was, it felt that, you know, and the truth is that all of us, let's admit it, all of us, in our generations, we didn't get Dalet Minim when we were 6 years old, when we were 3 years old. It wasn't. It may have been, fair enough, but the Matthias is, it may have been, it probably had to do with it. But Lamai said, that's always been like that. Always be like, people don't, you know, we're getting younger and younger. Next year, you know, together with, when they're still in, they can't walk yet, then we're going to give them Dalet Minim. So exactly in the cult, you give them, you know, so it's becoming more, and I wonder if this is really a chumrah. It may not be a chumrah at all. It may not be, based on the Bikur Yankov, it looks like it's much more of a kula. So, but yes, you're asking me as a seller, I can't impose my opinions on purchase. You know, I told them that. I don't feel it's, if you're asking my opinion, I told them I don't feel it's necessary to, you know, but if you want to, it's up to you. Right, so this is with regards to cotton. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, going back to an additional point, which is very crucial, in fact, Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet says the following, Sifkot and Gimel adds the following point, Aviv Chayiv, Umitzus Chinuchu Afilu B'Shah, Yomim Shem Rabbanon. The Mishnah Berurah says that chinuch is also on the other days. That's an important point. There is an obligation of being mechanach, of educating our children, even on the Rabbanon. So you may have thought, you know, just the first day, that's the Reisa. The remaining days are only the Rabbanon, so never mind about that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, there's chinuch on the Rabbanon as well. All the other days, you have to make sure they shokel Dalet Minim as well. Sifkot and Dalet Mishnah Berurah, liknos l'ulul v'ma'ashal kosav. That comes into a fascinating shaila, which is quoted in other areas of Halacha as well. Ha'ma'ashal kosav she'en tzorech liknos l'ulul b'fnei atzmoi. Ma'ashal says, we are making an assumption over here. We are making an assumption, says Ma'ashal, that he can only fulfill Dalet Minim if he has got his own. That may not be true. Who says that he needs to have his own Dalet Minim if he can fulfill the mitzvah? That says Ma'ashal, that's not necessarily true. Kile achash yotze boyaviv, after father's fulfilled the mitzvah, yitnenu livnoi, give it to your son. Look at the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Oviv chayv liknois lulav. The Ma'ashal is taking this literally. He says, I don't have to buy my son lulav. Shulchan Aruch says, you have to buy. As soon as he can hold that, he can shake Dalet Minim, you have to buy him a... Says Ma'ashal, why are you making such an assumption that if he can shockle, you have to buy him? That may not be true. He says, why are you making assumptions? The child can fulfill the mitzvah just as well if you lend him, with his father's. It's also like that the Yotzeb Shalavi can take his father's. And that's what the Eitor says as well. Some say that if he can afford it, but it's better yet that you should buy for your son a lulav, if you can. Because if you want, if he's davening with you, you want him to say halel, and with halel, by saying halel to shock the aluminium, so therefore that he'll need his own set. So that leads us into a bit of a discussion over here. That leads us, in fact, the same in Tov Resh and Ches, we're going to see there's a problem. There's a problem over here. Because on the one hand, we want the son to be mechanech and fulfill the mitzvah. But it's a technical problem if you want to give your Dalet Minim to your son. What is the technical problem? That's right. He's able to make a Kenyan. He can acquire it. But he can't. You cannot make a Kenyan of back. You cannot be Machni. You cannot get it back from him. And that's a technical, very serious issue. Because Sheila, lending is generally doesn't work for Dalit Minim. You need to have it. Lochem. You need to have your own set of Dalit Minim. If it's not your own, you can't fulfill the mitzvah. Well, having said that, you need to be Machni. The son needs to make a Kenyan. Well, he can make a Kenyan, but he can't be Machni back to you. So that's a problem. So that really depends, right? So that is really why Moshe says that if we're talking about chayev liknois laluv, Mishnah doesn't seem to learn like that. But Moshe says in Shuvos that if we said chayev liknois laluv, that's what he's referring to, because you can't otherwise. You need to buy your son dalit minim, says Moshe, because otherwise you're going to get into practicality. It just doesn't work out. It doesn't work out. Yeah. But yeah, what do you think is the minig, Rabbi said? What's generally the minig with regards to sons before bar mitzvah? What's the minig?
As long as possible.
Yeah. So Och Shulchan says, okay, the years have changed, times have changed. So Och Shulchan says that the minig is that children don't have their own. Children don't have their own. Och Shulchan states very clearly that children don't have their own that set. Yes, if it's affordable, as the Mishnah says, if a person can afford, it's ideally you should. But it's not. It's definitely for many, many centuries, the meaning was that children don't have their own sets. What kind of dalit minim do you need to buy them? Yeah. Right. So how to do it practically, with regards to sons being kohen and not being makne, how that works? We'll see that in Tov Resh and Ches how that is possible. But there is a bit of truth in it, that ideally there is a truth in the Ramah Paskins in Tov Resh and Ches as well, that in order to avoid all the problems, there is a hiddur to some extent that the children have their own. But it certainly wasn't Dominic for many, many centuries. Certainly wasn't Dominic. But one should be aware that it is, if somebody does purchase the Dalit Minim, so there's, for the children, there's two reasons why a person would do that. One, because of acquisition, kinyonim problems, and second of all, for Habashah's Halal, if that applies. Shahalal Nakofas, as the Mishnah Berurah says over here. These are the two reasons why a person would want to be Mahada to buy for his children sets of Dalit Minim. That's what it is. What kind of Dalit Minim do you need to buy them? How Mahuda does it need to be? Does it need to be Kosher Lebracha, not Kosher Lebracha? Basics, more than basics. What does it need to be? How? Basics. Kosher Lebracha. Kosher Lebracha. Bialocha emphasizes the following in the last Bialocha on the page. He says, so I'm not quite sure. He says it's poshut, it's self understood, that dalamin need to be kosher just like a godol, like an adult. What do you think that means?
It doesn't mean mehuda like an
adult. Is that what he means? Right. Right. What do you think? What does it mean? How do you learn this bialocha?
It
is.
Yeah.
I agree with you. It's a bit interesting. The wording over here is a bit, but that wouldn't be poshut lechora. It wouldn't be poshut. It says that it's self understood that a child needs to have dalit minim, which are kosher, like the adults. So if he's talking about the Hiddur, he wouldn't be poshut. So lemaisa, the way the contemporary poets can understand this bialocha is that it needs to be kosher. You need to make sure it needs to be kosher, which means there is sometimes a sleikim which have sfeikas, and it's got various sfeikas, sofek chosa and sofek. Sometimes they've got, so that wouldn't be good for your child, because it needs to be. You need to make 100% sure it's kosher. It needs to be kosher lebacha. Does it need to be mehuda? No, it does not mean to be Mehuda. So the Emma says, we learned something similar with regards to Hilchas Chanukah in Siman Tov Resh Ayin Hei. Do you remember that? We just learned that. Does the child need to be Mehada with the 8 candles? Does he need to be? Do you remember what we learned? Does the child need to be Mehada 8 candles tonight? It doesn't. So it's a bit of a, it's not so straightforward, because the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that ideally he should. But Lemaisa, the poskim are Mekel. He doesn't need, children don't, although there's an obligation to be mechanech, but hidurim they don't need to fulfill. Consequently, here as well, the children need to have kosher sets, they certainly need to be kosher sets, But with regards to Nidurim, we're not machmir on Nidurim. That's the nicest of the consensus of the poskim. To finish off with one interesting shaila, which I'm listening to Karelitz was asked. I think it's an interesting shaila. Say you bought two sets. You know, some people just like to buy a few sets, just in, you know, they buy a few, whatever they... Now, so it's very common. You go to the shuk and you see a good lulav, you buy yourself another lulav. You know, people will like to shop around. Oh, this is a good one. You buy another one. You know, you say, sometimes they're not so expensive. You know where to go. So you buy one, you buy another one. And okay, before the shuk, he realizes he's got two sets. One is he's gonna use himself. He's got an additional set. He doesn't know who to give it to. Because the one he wants to give it to his son, whom he loves, of course, very much. But he's got a friend who actually got on Erev Sukkot went up to him and says, Yankel, I haven't got a set. Have you got a spare set for me? Now this person is torn. He can either give it to his son, the second set that he's got, he can either give it to his son, he's got obligation of chinuch. Well, a certain extent of chinuch. On the other hand, he's got his next door neighbor who hasn't got a set at all. What does he need to do? Does he need to give it to his son or to his friend? Friend, you're a good friend. I want to be your friend. I want to be your friend. What? Son. Son or friend? Friend.
Because he's chayav
midoraisa. Very good. Oh, beautiful. This is so nice.
There's a specific shulchanah saying he's chayav to give it to his son.
Yeah, but... Is this an obligation? Very good. Okay, very interesting.
He has an obligation.
Not someone
himself.
Has a torn at all. Yeah.
Oh, he says Avos, very interesting. So he says that maybe you need to give it to your friend because of Avos. We know that. This is not much the concept that he mentions. Avos, you are obligated to ensure and to support somebody to fulfill the mitzvahs. He can't, he won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah very nice. Yeah. So can his son as well. Right, so you've got an additional problem with God's son. Lamai said the poiskim paskan, and I fully agree that you could really weigh it up and you can balance and you can clear, but the poiskim, the paskan, Lamai said you should give it to your son. You might should give it to your son. Emotionally, it definitely feels right. It definitely feels right. No? but...
give it to your friend if you want it.
Pardon? Yeah. Yeah, because of the level of chinuch. Mamash, what you're saying? There's an element of chinuch which is beyond the level of arvus, and that's the ma'aseh how we paskin. Okay, we'll start with Simon Tovresh and Ches tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem.